My mother loves him, and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Nell. I heard her say just the other day that if it hadn't have been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll call him father.
Very briefly, let me just point out that a lot of men now wrap their identity up in their fatherhood. That's right. Their role as father is one of the ways that they emphasize who they are. We'll talk about that some more. Again, starting next week, we'll resume this discussion, more than likely next Monday. In the meantime, continuing with Pew Research, let's take a look at what's happening with regards to the American middle class. Are you comfortable, middle class Americans, with where you are, with your current status? Do you foresee being just as well off, just as comfortable, just as stress-free financially 5 to 10 years from now, 5 to 8 years from now, as you are today? Are you so stressed that you really don't want to think about where you might be 5 to 8 years from now? And think about this now. We can have so many things going on. I mean, we can be stressed because things are going so rough. And again, as is has been the case with so many people all across the country, through no fault of their own, the situation can change. Remember, there was a time when there were quite a few middle-class Americans who felt very comfortable with their middle-class status, their actual income, etc. And the Great Recession that was foisted upon this nation changed that comfort level for a whole lot of Americans. And you know what? There are a lot of Americans to this day who have not recovered, who have not truly, fully recovered from the impact of the Great Recession. And of course, part of that is because the situation is changing so dramatically when it comes to pay. The situation is continuing to worsen for many people in the sense that a lot of companies will only hire part-time, or the vast majority of their employees part-time. Won't give them full-time work, full-time pay with full-time hours with adequate pay. What if we have some great people who really, really love our nation to set the stage for another great recession? Pew says that after more than four decades of serving as the nation's economic majority, the American middle class is now matched in number by those in the economic tiers above and below it. In early 2015, 120.8 million adults were in middle-income households, compared with 121.3 million in lower and upper-income households combined. Did you get that? I know you're thinking, okay, wait a minute now. You said they were clearly the majority. Middle class, they were. In early 2015, there were 120.8 million adults in the middle income level. When you combine the lower income households with upper income households that same year, there were 121.3 million. So, two income categories compared to one. The middle income at 120.8 and the lower and upper income households at 121.3. And now there's a demographic shift that's signaling a possible tipping point. In at least one sense, the shift represents economic progress. While the share of U.S. adults living in both upper and lower income households rose alongside the declining share in the middle from 1971 to 2015, the share in the upper income tier grew more. So you had the situation wherein upper income households earned more money. Lower income households rose with regards to economic progress. However, the upper income had much more progress than lower income families. But those are two families that saw things going up. Over the same period, the nation's aggregate household income has substantially shifted from middle income to upper income households. The nation's aggregate household income has substantially shifted from middle income to upper income households, not from middle to lower and to upper income households, but to upper income households. Is that by accident? Is that coincidental? That most of the aggregate household income isn't just going to upper income households. Notice what they said now. It has been shifted from middle income to upper income households. How many of you find yourselves very, very angry at the poor? And you love to say, they're taking our jobs. Are you sure? Are the poor really taking our jobs? If the poor are the one taking middle-class jobs, how has middle-class income shifted not from the middle income to the lower income, but from middle income to upper income households? Be thinking about that. We're going to pursue that some more. As a matter of fact, this Saturday, we'll continue this discussion of the American middle class. Let's see if the picture painted is one that's very positive and encouraging, or very negative and discouraging. I want you to please help each other, family members, help each other grow together, help each other learn to weather these storms. Don't bring drama into your households, ladies and gentlemen. Leave adultery alone. Leave abuse alone. Leave selfishness alone. Help make your household the place of refuge for every member of the family. No drama. If you need drug treatment, get it. If you need smoking cessation classes, get those classes. Do what you need to do to help foster a strong, vibrant, positive, relaxing atmosphere at home. I'm telling you, as I've been saying for several years now, stress is going to mount up more and more and more as we get closer and closer to the day. Things are not going to get better. They're going to get worse. We've got to learn how to love each other and show that love as we do what we can to help make life better for each other. What a great way to let some of life's best moments come through each one of us. Till next time.